Okay, today's daf is Brachos Daf Dalid. We left off in Daf Gimel Amid Beis, and we were discussing how it is that we left off with a question. How could it be that David HaMelech knew exactly the moment of Chatzos HaLaila that he was able to wake up at Chatzos HaLaila every single night? As we said, that David HaMelech himself proclaimed that Kidmu Einai Ashmuros, that he woke up two full Mishmaros before anybody else. And the Gemara explained that that really meant, based on another Pasuk, that he woke up at Chatzos HaLaila. How could it be that David HaMelech knew that and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know when Chatzos HaLaila was? That Moshe Rabbeinu had to say Ki Chatzos HaLaila, and he didn't say that that the Makas Becharos would happen at Chatzos HaLaila. So the Gemara is going to give three terutzim. We're up to the first terut, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the bottom of the page, Gimel Amud Beis. David Simana Havalei. David had a simon to know when Chatzos was. Dam Rav Acha Bar Bizna Amar Rav Shimon Chasida. Kinar Hayatalei Lemalam Mitaso Shel David. David had a harp that was hanging over his bed. Vekivin Shegiyah Chatzos HaLaila. When Chatzos came, Bar Ruach Tzvonos Venoshevis Bo, the northern wind would come and blow on it. Umenagin Me'elav, and it would play music on its own. Miyad Hoya Omei. So right away David would get up and would learn Torah until Amud HaShachar. Once Amud HaShachar came, so now the Gemara just goes through the rest of his schedule. We've already answered our question. How is it that David knew it? Because he had HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling him by blowing the north wind at exactly midnight every night and allowing that to play his harp. So that was his alarm clock. But now that we were told that, so we're described, the rest of his schedule is described to us as well. So he gets up at Amud HaShachar, he gets up at Chatzos, learns all night, comes Amud HaShachar, the Chachmei Yisrael come to him, Amru lo, and they say to him, Adoneinu HaMelech HaMcha Yisrael Tzrichim Parnasa, we have an economic crisis, the Jewish people require Parnasa, Amru lem l'chuvis Parnasu Zemizeh. So the first bit of advice he gives them is let them be Mefarnes each other. So what does that mean? So this may relate to the halacha that Rashi alludes to in Chumash in Parshas Bahar, Peruch Hafei, Pasuk Yudalid, V'chisim kru memker lamisecha. So Rashi says that there's a preference that a person is supposed to be mocher li Yisrael and bikona me Yisrael. That ideally, if a person has the ability to give business to another fellow Jew, so he should try to give the business to another fellow Jew. Tosos M'sach Savod Zara, Daf Chaf Amral tells us that it's dafka by something that's only going to be a hefsid miut. It's going to be a very little loss to give the business to a Jew rather than to a goy. But if it's hefsid meruba, so then one is not achray, one is not responsible to necessarily give the business to a Jew. But in an economic crisis, we need to increase the economic activity within our community. So go and make sure that you buy at the Jewish grocery and that you sell to Jews. Make sure that we're able to even finance each other as much as possible. So Amrullah, they said, Eina komitz masbi asari. Our economic analysis says that that will not suffice, that there simply isn't enough money. We need a major stimulus, we need a major push to get the economy going again. It's like trying to feed an ari, a lion, a komet. A komet is a very small amount of food. He'll bite your whole arm off. He doesn't want just the komet. And a bar cannot be filled up with the dirt that the bar was dug from. So we need an external source of revenue. So Amar Lahem, L'chu Pishtu Yidechem B'Gadud. So David HaMelech says, okay, we have to go to war and we have to take spoils of war. So right away they went and they took advice from Achitofel. The Nimlachim of Sanhedrin, and they discussed it with the Sanhedrin. Vishal and Burim Vatum, and they asked the Urim Vatumim. Amar Rav Yossi, my crow, where do we find that this is the Seder Advarim that they ask Achitofel and then the Sanhedrin and the Urim Vatumim? Pasuk says, V'achre Achitofel b'noyo ben yoyadav, Avyasar sar tzvel, the Melech Yoav. So what are these stages? First, Achitofel ze yoetz. Achitofel is the one who gives all the good advice. All the good advice. V'cheinu omer, v'atzas Achitofel, asher ya'atz, b'yamimahim, kasher yishal, b'dvar elukim, b'noyo ben yoyada, ze Sanhedrin. Then tells us to go to b'noyo ben yoyada, that's a reference to go to Sanhedrin. V'evyasar elu v'rim v'tumim, and going to Evyasar is yorim v'tumim. V'cheinu omer, u'v'noyo ben yoyada, ala kresi v'yala plesi. That b'noyo ben yoyada was in charge of the kresi and the plesi, which is the urim v'tumim. V'lominik rishmam, kresi u'plesi. Why is it called the kresi u'plesi? Kresi shakorsim divrayim, plesi shemaflon divrayim. It's kresi because it gives absolute advice, korsim divrayim, that cuts very clear advice, and mufloim bidivrayim, it's wondrous. And then we go to the general to figure out military strategy. So a lot of the achronim I saw quote from Rav Yo Dushnitzer Zatzal that told us that taught the following, that this is a way to engage in making a major decision in business. You see a very clear outline of who you go to and where how to choose what decisions to make, what investments to make, what not to make. First of all, he says you need to go to the mumchim, you need to go to the baki, you need to go to someone who really understands the masu matan, really understands the business, understands exactly what's at stake, and is able to give good advice. That is the yoetz, that's achitofel. So you have to just make sure that the experts in the field know what's going to work, what's not going to work. Then, once they tell you that there's a good chance and that it's a good investment, then you go to the Talmud Chacham. That's Avyasar, the Rosh Sanhedrin, who's a great Talmud Chacham. Why do you go to the Talmud Chacham? What does the Talmud Chacham know about business? Well, you have to ask him, is this an issue of ribis? Is it an issue of geneva midar rice or geneva midar abanon? What kind of halachic concerns do I have with this investment? And only once you got the okay from the baki in business and from the Talmud Chacham, who can tell you that it's okay in halacha, then the third level is to be mispal, to be mvakish by Kodesh Baruch Hu, that you'll be matzliach, that's the Urim V'Tumim. That's the third level. That's how a person is supposed to go about making these decisions. The Sefer Zilberstein quotes that idea, and so does the Sha'arim Mutziyanim Ba'alacha. But a very fascinating insight from Rav Eliyashiv Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Rav Eliyashiv just passed away today, so it's appropriate to say to be Moshivin Yeshiva Al Kivro and to say some of his Torah. So they came out recently with Shiurei Marana Gon Rav Yosef Shalom Eliyashiv on Maseches Brachos. So in this Sefer of Shiurim on Maseches Brachos, he says, wait a second, the Gemara had asked the Kasha, How did David HaMelech know exactly when Chatzos was if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even know it? What did the Gemara answer? Because Hashem told David HaMelech by blowing the northern wind every single night. How does that answer the question? Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't figure that out? How could it be that David HaMelech was able to figure out such a system and Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to figure out such a system? So says Rav Eliyashiv, the Ruach Tzfonis that was Menasheves B'Chatzos HaLaila only began after Makos Bechoros, because that's when the nace of Makos Bechoros happened, the time of Chatzos HaLaila became an Eis Ratzon, and that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu started to blow the northern wind. Before Makos Bechoros, there was no simin of the kinor that Moshe Rabbeinu could have set up. And the truth is, says Rav Eliyashiv, this is Mefurash in a Rashi in Yevamasai in Beis Amud Aleph. Says Rashi, V'kivun dechatzos halayla eis ratzon havai lemakas becharos, havinami eis ratzon leruach tzvonis. Once Chatzos HaLaila was an Eis Ratzon for Makas Becharos, it then became an Eis Ratzon for the Ruach Tzfonis. Ve'in l'cha yom sh'Ruach Tzfonis ein min ha'shevus bo b'chatzi ha'layla, and once that happened, there's never been a day since then that the Ruach Tzfonis doesn't blow at exactly Chatzos HaLaila. V'zeh yasim l'david kinor tol l'lamal l'mitasov v'nikva klap eit tzofon kivin she'egia Chatzos HaLaila Ruach Tzfonis min ha'shevus bo m'nag me'ela v'hu ne'or. And that's how David HaMelech's alarm clock worked. Unbelievable, says Rav Eliyashiv. That's when it began in history, only after Makas Bechoros. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that helped put that into place, but there was no way Moshe Rabbeinu could have set up that system in advance. It only happened after Makas Bechoros. Okay, weiter in the Gemara now. We're on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, about seven lines into the, about five lines, into, six lines into the page. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Adov Amrilam Rav Yitzchak Bered Rav Yidi Maikro. What's the pasuk that tells us this? That tells us what? That David HaMelech would use a kinar as an alarm clock that would blow by the Ruach Tzfonis. Where do we find that? Ura kvodi ura hanavel v'kinar a'ira shachar. That is, what wakes him up, the kinar, that's how he knows how to wake up early in the morning. Rabbi Zeir Amar Moshe Leolma. So now that was answer number one to the original question. That completes the first answer. We asked, how did David know what Moshe didn't know? Okay, David had the kinar, he had the alarm clock system, that's how he knew when Chatzos was, even though Moshe didn't. Answer number two, Rabbi Zeir Amar Moshe Leolma v'yada. Moshe knew full well exactly when Chatzos was. V'davinami v'yada. And David also knew exactly when Chatzos was. V'kivin to David aviyada kinar l'amalei. Wait, if David really knew, then why did he need the kinar? L'itauri mishnase. He may have known when Chatzos was, but he wouldn't have woken up unless there was an alarm clock. V'kivin to Moshe aviyada l'amalei l'meimor kichatzos. But if Moshe knew, why did he need to say kichatzos? Moshe k'savar shem yitu etzayding neparu v'yomru Moshe b'dayihu damar l'amal l'shon chalomar en yodeh Hashem etispad v'teachas. That Moshe Rabbeinu knew exactly when Chatzos HaLaila was, but he also knew that the etzayding neparu maybe didn't know exactly when Chatzos HaLayla was. So in order to preempt the potential fallout from the Tzagnine Paro saying, oh, he said it was going to come at Chatzos, and look, it's a few minutes off, because they're going to mess up their Cheshbonos, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't give any promises that it should be exactly at Chatzos, and that's what the Pasuk tells us, Lamad L'shon Chalomer Eini Yodea. A person should be used to saying Eini Yodea. A person shouldn't always claim to know the answers, because someone is always going to try to catch you in it. Is always going to try to catch you in getting something wrong. An unbelievable musr you see from here. That imagine this: someone comes and predicts that all the bechorim in the entire country are going to die at midnight tonight, and they die instead at 12:01. So pretty good, no? That has such a prediction. And what are the Tzagnine Paro going to do? They're going to hold on to any last semblance of hope that Moshe Rabbeinu is a badai, that Moshe Rabbeinu is a prankster and is not really legitimate. Can you imagine the intellectual dishonesty it must take in order to make such a claim? That's a raya that how the Yetzer Hara works. That the Yetzer Hara will hold on to any little last semblance of no matter how ridiculous it may be, semblance of hope that the right thing is not really the right thing. Says the Gemara, third possible teretz. Rav Ashi Amar Bipalgu Urta Detleisa Nagi Arbasar Avakai. That it was really when Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking, it was the night before Makos Becharos. V'achikam Moshe Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael as follows. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'machar K'chatzos HaLayla Ki Ha'idna Ani Yotzi B'toch Mitzrayim. He was telling him that tomorrow, Chatzos HaLayla, at the same time that it is now, tomorrow night, that's the key. Like it is now, tomorrow night, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Yotzi B'toch Mitzrayim, and he's going to be Maka Kol Bechor. So it wasn't estimating around Chatzos. He was saying exactly Chatzos, but he was saying the Ki was going on like the same time it is tonight. Vaitu in the Gemara. L'David Shomer Nafshi Ki Chassid Ani. Unbelievable statement David HaMelech makes. He says, you know who's a Chassid? I'm a chassid. So Levi Rav Yitzchak, so Machlokas Levi Rav Yitzchak, in what way was David HaMelech a chassid? Chada Merkach HaMer David HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that David HaMelech was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the following, Ribbono Shel Olam lo chassid ani shekal malchim mizruch ma'ariv, yeshenu mat shalosh shos v'ani chatzos layla akum lahodos lecha, that all the other malchim mizruch ma'ariv wake up 3 hours into the day, but you know where I wake up at chatzos halayla to give you hoda'ah. That's what made him a chassid, that he woke up so early to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and didn't sleep as late as the other malchim mizruch ma'ariv. V'idach, the other opinion is, what makes David a chassid? Kacham David v'nei Kodesh Baruch Hu Yibam Shalom lo chassid ani. Shekol malchim izrach marav yoshum agudos b'kvodam v'ani yadam iluchachs b'dam v'shvir v'shilya k'day l'tar yishal l'bayla. He says, look at the difference between me and all the other malachim. All the other malachim, all they're interested in is their own kavod and how they can answer their own kavod. And look what I'm doing. I'm doing whatever I can to be metaher yishal l'bayla. That I'm getting my hands dirty with dam shvir and dam shvilya in order to be metaher yishal l'bayla. There is a comment that the Nodeb Yehuda has in Madura Kami Yerdeya Sin Mem Gimel. He says, why doesn't he just say to Paskin on Hilchas Nida? What's the lashon l'taher isha l'bayla, to make a woman tahora? So Nodeb Yehuda writes, Chazal lo shibchu l'David shor yadam l'chachos k'dei l'havdila me'avon iser nida im tameyahi. It's not that the gradless of David was not to keep her away from an iser nida if she's tamei, el ha'shevach yose l'tara mi l'tama v'ainu k'dei l'taher isha l'bayla. The great shevach of David was that he was trying very hard with an angle to try to be metaher isha l'bayla, to try to make her more tahor and not to be metameher. That was the great shevach, that he was looking for a reason to be metaher her. That's a very important musar, that when it comes to paskening certain shailas, we dafka look for a kula. Most shailas we look at straight on and we try to be as down the middle as possible. But there's a little bit of a slant in Hilchas Nida, that we do our best to be metaher isha l'bayla more so than by in other areas of halachas. Rav Yashiv Zichron points out differently. He says, no, maybe the pshat is, why do you say the tar isha l'bayla, is because a woman comes to show dam, obviously as a suffolk, whether the dam is tar or tameh, and it's a suffolk on a daraisa level. She's misupuk, whether she's a nida daraisa or not. So as long as she doesn't know what the din is, she's going to assume tameh, so she's going to be asura l'bayla. Only once she gets the psak can she then have a definitive answer. So at the most, David HaMelech is saying, whatever you assumed until now, when he has to be machmir, so he's not changing an assumption, so he's still tamei. He didn't do anything then. He didn't change anything. The only time he's actually ever changing anything is when he's mitahir isha lebaila. That's what Rav Eliyashiv says. That's why he dafka used the lashon kedei letahir, because that's the only thing he's actually contributing to the of his own to the psak halacha. Another very important ha'ara over here is that the Bach in Yordei Asim Kuf Peches writes that you're not supposed to look at maros of dam. If you're a chacham passing maros of dam, you're not supposed to look at the maros when they're still moist. So the Shach, the Taz, are cholik, and they say, no, our minig is that we're not choshesh, for that we'll look at it when it's still moist, when it's dry, it doesn't make a difference. Says the Torah Hashlam on the bottom of Yordea, Kuf Peches Oz Gimel, a raya that you're allowed to look at maros when they're still moist. What does David HaMelech say? Yodai meluch lachos bedam, my hands are dirtied by the dam. If it's already dry, your hands don't get dirty from it. Your hands only get dirty from it when it's still moist. So it must be a raya that you're allowed to look at the dam, even at the maros of dam, even when they're still moist. Says the Plesi, that's only a raya that David HaMelech was able to look at dam when it's still moist. But the Plesi, Rabbi Yonah Sinaipshitz writes, it's not a raya for us, because in their times, the Gemara Nida says, one of the in Daf Chaf in Nida, that the Gedolei Amoraim were able to sniff the dam and tell you what it was. They had such bekias. So yes, so David HaMelech could look at it when it's still moist, but it doesn't mean that we're allowed to do any such thing. I saw Shar Mitzion Balacha quotes from the Arugas HaBosem in the Hakdama from the Ben HaMechaber, where he explains, based on the Gemara later on in Samach Gimel and Beis, that Kol Talmid Shekoyisul of Rabba V'Shosek Zoche LaHavchin Bein Dam Tamei L'Tahar, that any Talmud who gets angry, whose Rebbe gets angry at him and he doesn't say anything about it, is ultimately, what's his great schar? He'll be able to paskin between Dam Tamei and Dam Tahar. So he says that's what's happening with David HaMelech. David HaMelech's Yodem L'Chachos Bedam, L'Chor, it's difficult, you're not allowed to look at it when it's still moist. How is Yodem L'Chachos Bedam? Says the Arugas HaBosem, because he had an unusual expertise. What was his unusual expertise? That when his Rebbe would be Mevayishim in Halacha, he would sit there and be quiet. And unbelievable, the very next statement in the Gemara is V'lo Od. You know what else makes me a chassid, says David? Ela kol masha ani yosa ani nimlach b'mifiboshes Rabbi. That anything I do back in the Gemara, I always consult with my Rebbe Mifiboshes. V'omer lo Mifiboshes Rabbi, yafa danti, yafa chiafti, yafa zuchisi, yafa tiharti, yafa timesi, v'lo boshti. And he would tell me one way or the other whether I did good, I didn't do good. He would give me feedback, and I was never embarrassed, even though he would, it's humiliating. I'm the king. Nevertheless, I was never embarrassed. Says the Arugas HaBosem, that's the smichus hadavarim over here. That these two hanhagos of chasidus are directly related to each other. The fact that Mephibosheth, his Rebbe, might be trying to be mevayishim in a certain way, or might be an embarrassing situation, and he would never say anything, chas v'sholom, in any disrespectful way, and his expertise in Tumah and Tahara are directly linked to each other. What an unbelievable statement of the Arugas HaBosem. It is also interesting that when David HaMelech talks about his Rebbe, he refers to him as Mephibosheth Rabbi, means he called him by his first name. He referred to him as Mephibosheth. The Gemara in Sanhedrin of Kufa Meral says that it's also to call your Rebbe by his name. That's Paskin Halacha, Yardeas and Resh Membez, Sif Tezvav. So how is David HaMelech allowed to call Mephibosheth by his name? So it could be that based on the Ramah writes that if you say Rabbi Ploni, then it's mutter to call him by his first name. The Isser is only when you don't say Mori Rabbi. And that's how the Kesem Mishnah writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perkei, Halacha Hey, from the fact that Yoshua referred to in Parshas Baal Loscha, Adoni Moshe Klaim. Because he said Adoni, that made it okay. And based on this, the Parshas Drachim suggests that maybe that's a little different. Maybe that's only when you say Rabbi Ploni, Adoni Moshe. But maybe Mephibosheth Rabbi would not be good, because you're saying the first name first, and then you're only adding the title later. Maybe that's not the same as saying Rebbe first and then saying the name. So it says the Parshas Drachim in Drush Chamisha Asar, it says the Parshas Drachim in Drush Chamisha Asar, that's what the Gemara says afterwards, that's the next line in the Gemara, that his name wasn't really Mephibosheth. Amar Rabbi Shor Barid Ravidi, Mai Krav Adabra Be'Dusecha Neged Melachim Vlo Evosh. The Pasuk tells us us that he spoke neged Malachim v'lo Evosh. But Tana, next line in the Gemara, lo Mephibosheth shmo, his name wasn't really Mephibosheth. El Ishbosheth shmo, his real name was Ishbosheth. V'lo'am nikra shmo Mephibosheth, shev mevayish p'nei David ba'alacha. Why was he called Mephibosheth? Because he was mevayish p'nei David in halacha. L'fichach zach David v'yatsim menu kilav. And in that zuchus that David HaMelech allowed himself to be humiliated in halacha that way, he was zochet to have a great Talmud Chacham like Kilav emerge from him. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan tells us, lo Kilav Shemo, el Daniel Shemo. His name wasn't really Kilav, his name was Daniel. V'lam Nikra Shemo Kilav, Shoy Machlin Panei Mephibosheth Balacha. Why was he called Kilav? Because he was able to humiliate Mephibosheth in halacha. He was so smart, he was so strong in learning. V'alav Amar Shlomo B'chachmoso, B'ni Im Chacham Libcha Yismach Libi Gamani. V'omer Chacham B'ni V'samach Libi V'ashiv V'char Fei Davar. That it's referring to the great Chachma of Kilav, that he was able to even be mevayish pnei Mephibosheth ba'alacha. But that's why David was able to say Mephibosheth, even though you're not allowed to call your Rebbe by the same name, says the Parshas Rachim, because his name wasn't Mephibosheth. That was a nickname. His name was really Ishbosheth. Very good. So says the interesting Ha'arah, Zilberstein discusses in Chashukei Chemed, what if a person takes a neder that he wants to give tzedakah to a chassid? So who does he give the tzedakah to? Who's defined as a chassid? So he says, maybe you could say, based on our Gemara, David HaMelech shows off that he's a chassid, and we try to figure out what made him a chassid. So one idea is that he woke up at Chatzos, and the other idea is that he was Yadim Milchachos B'dam Shir B'dam Shilya, to mitire a woman, or that he would take whatever his Rebbe said and be mevayish and be embarrassed and not say anything. So maybe that's what you have to look for. However, there's another Gemara. Gemara Baba Kamet of Lamed Amin Aleph says, someone who wants to be a chassid, Lizar B'mili Brachos. It defines chassid as someone who either learns nezikin or avos or brachos, and is nizar in all those halachos. So which is it? Is it the criteria that David HaMelech set out, or is it the criteria that the Gemara in Baba Kama says in Daf Lamed? So says Rav Zilberstein that maybe we can answer based on asking another question. How is it possible that David HaMelech bragged about himself that he's a chassid? That he said, I'm still a chassid, and we're identifying these features that made him a chassid. So says Rav Zilberstein, no, David HaMelech wasn't bragging that he was a chassid. He was davening that he should remain a chassid, and that he should not lose the koach chassiduso. His great chassidus was in doing the mili da'avos, the mili da'brachos, the mili da'nezikin. But when can you argue, is one able to observe all those halachos? If a person is healthy, if he's well, if he takes care of himself, a guy who wakes up in chatzos halayla every single night is not taking good care of himself, of his health. A guy who's so busy with dam of all different people is exposing himself to who knows what kind of diseases, is not taking very good care of himself. A guy, so David HaMelech is saying, even though I'm a chassid, even though I'm doing all these things, please, Ribono Shalom, give me the koach to remain a chassid. But the definition of chassidus, that's not an Ar Gemara. Definition of chassidus, this is what Rav Zilberstein writes in the name of the Iyun Yaakov, the definition of chassidus, that's the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Lamed. So frek the Gemara, weiter now. V'David Mikari l'nafshei chassid, did David really call himself a chassid? V'aksiv lulei amanti liros b'tov Hashem be'eretz chayim. But didn't David HaMelech say that I'm worried that I'm not going to see b'tov Hashem be'eretz chayim, that I'm going to be in big trouble? V'tanu mishmei d'Rabbi Yossi lama nakud al lulei. Why are there nekudos over the word lulei? Amar David v'nei Kodesh Baruch Hu. David was saying to Hashem, Ribono Shalom, muftech ani bach, sha'ata mishalim schar tov l'tzadikim l'asad lavo. I know, Ribono Shalom, that you give great schar to tzadikim. Avle in yodea im yesh li chelik b'nei em lav. But you know what I don't know? I don't know if I'm on the list of tzaddikim. So how could David HaMelech say that he's a chassid? And on the other hand, he says that he doesn't even know if he's a tzaddik or not. Answers the Gemara, Shama Yigrom Achet. No, he knew that he was a chassid, but he was afraid that an avera that he had done might undo his chassidus, might overwhelm all of his chassidus and cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to not give him the good things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had promised him. This is and says the Gemara, David's not the only one that had this concern of Shem Yigrom Achet. Rabbi Yaakov Baridi, Rabbi Yaakov Baridi Rami, Rabbi Yaakov Baridi asked the following stira, Ksivi, Inei Enochi Mecha Vishmartich B'chol Asher Teilech, Hashem promises Yaakov Avinu that don't worry, I'll be with you, everything will be taken care of, you'll be protected. Uksiv Ayir Yaakov Ma'od, and on the other end says that Yaakov Avinu was very afraid. So Amar, Shem Yigrom Achet. Why was he afraid? Because Hashem, Yigrom Achet, the Gemara answers. So it's not a lack of bitachon in the promise of Hashem. He had the bitachon in the promise of Hashem, but he was afraid that Hashem, Yigrom Achet, asks the Chesed Le'Avram. Let's start step by step. The Rambam in Shmona Prakim writes that if a person wants to be a Navi, the qualifications necessary to be a Navi is that a person needs to be very intelligent, he needs to have the Malos HaSichlios, and he also needs to have fantastic Midos to be a Navi. But says the Rambam, you do not have to be perfect to be a Navi. You can make mistakes and still be a Navi. What's my raya, says the Rambam? Yaakov Avinu lacked bitachon. Hashem told him everything's going to be okay, and he's still, Vayir Yaakov, but Yaakov was still very afraid. How could he be afraid if Hashem told him everything's going to be okay? He lacked bitachon, and he was still a Navi, even though he was afraid. So you see, you don't have to be perfect to be a Navi. Asks the Chesed Avram, a commentary on the Rambam Shmona Prakim, wait a second, the Gemara thought of that kasha already. How was Yaakov Avinu able to be afraid if after all Hashem promised him all the good? And the Gemara didn't say that it was a failing in Yaakov Avinu, chas v'shalom. The Gemara said, Shem yigrom achet. No, he had reason to be concerned. What was his reason to be concerned? That maybe he did some sort of avera. So says the Chesed Avram, the Teretz is as follows. There are two types of bitachon one has to have. One is a pashut bitachon that we all have to have, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to use his midas harachamim. A person should always have a bitachon that Hashem is going to use his midas harachamim. But then there's another level of bitachon. When Hashem promises someone explicitly and directly, I will take care of you, you have to believe him. You have to believe that Hashem is going to take care of you. The Gemara was asking, how could it be that Yaakov Avinu was afraid? Hashem promised him explicitly. Answers the Gemara, no, he was afraid, Shem Yigram Achet, and therefore maybe the promise isn't binding anymore. The Rambam was asking, good, so the promise isn't binding. You know what kind of bitachon you still have to have? Same bitachon I have to have, and you have to have, and everybody else has to have, where Hashem doesn't promise us anything, and we still have to believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses his Midas HaRachamim. So that's the kind of bitachon that he has to have. And Yaakov didn't have that bitachon, says the Rambam, you see, that you don't have to be perfect to be a Navi. So one step further, Zot Rav Elchanan Wasserman, unbelievable. Rav Elchanan Wasserman in Kovetz Ma'amarim says, there is a Gemara Maseches Menachos that tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to see Dor Dor V'Dor Shav, he wanted to see all the future generations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him Rabbi Akiva, and he said, let me see, I see his Torah, it's unbelievable, I can't believe you give the Torah to me when there was a man like that. And he says, let me see the schar that he gets, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows the horrific way that Rabbi Akiva was killed. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Zu Torah V'Zu Schar, could it be that there's such Torah, that's the schar he gets? Says the Ribbono Shalom, Shtok Kach Ala B'Machshav Lefanai. So what does that mean? Shtok Kach Ala B'Machshav Lefanai. Zok the Shla Kadosh. Kach Ala B'Machshav Lefanai means that I treated him with Midas Hadin. That originally it was Ala B'Machshav that the world would be created with Midas Hadin. But once I realized that the world was not going to last that way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mishtadev Midas Harachim with Midas Hadin. Every once in a while you have a great tzaddik who can be judged with Midas Hadin. He's that great that he can make it with Midas Hadin alone. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shtok Kachal B'Machshav Lefanai. The reason this is happening to Rabbi Akiva is because I'm treating him with what was Ola B'Machshavai, B'Machshava to create the world with Midas Hadin. And that's why he's suffering such a terrible end. So ask Shavul Chanan, if Rabbi Akiva is such a tzaddik that he only is treated with Midas Hadin, Mistama Yaakov Avinu is such a tzaddik also. So we're weiter stuck with Akasha and the Rambam. What was the Rambam's whole issue? That you see, you don't have to be perfect because Yaakov failed in Bitachon. What kind of Bitachon did Yaakov fail in according to the Chesed Avram? The normal Bitachon we all have to have, that Hashem is going to use his Midas HaRachamim. Asks Rav Elchanan, Yaakov doesn't have to have such a bitachon. Yaakov is a tzaddik on par with Rabbi Akiva, greater than Rabbi Akiva. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't use his midas harachim with such a tzaddik. He only uses midas hadin. It's weiter back to Akasha and the Rambam. And that's how Rav Elchanan leaves it in Kovetz Ma'amarim. A gorgeous piece in Kovetz Ma'amarim. There is a question that this Gemara raises, though, and that is that Shem Yigram Achet, what do you mean? Hashem promises something. Doesn't the Gemara tell us later on, Dav Zayin, that anything Hashem promises for good, even Al Tanai, Zeno Chozerbo, it's never going to be Choser, that anything Hashem promises for the good is always going to be good. So the Rambam writes in his Hakdama to say to Zrayim that that's only by a Haftacha to Klal Yisrael. But a Haftacha to an individual, even if it was for the good, Hashem could still renege on it. So in this Shirim of Rav Yashiv, they asked Rav Yashiv, but wait a second, the promise to Yaakov Avinu wasn't only for himself, it was for all of Klal Yisrael, because Yaakov and his children was all of Klal Yisrael. So Rav Yashiv explained, no, it's not a vort in Klal Yisrael versus everybody else. It's a promise that's made for a Navi to be mefarsim to all of Klal Yisrael, where it has become public knowledge. That's one of the tests of if the guy's a Navi Sheker or not. That if he promises something good and the public knows about it, it can never change for the worse. But if it's something that was privately said to an individual Navi, like to a Yaakov Avinu, even if it relates to all of Klal Yisrael, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu could still go back on it. And that's why he was worried, Shema Yirgom Achet. Vayter in the Gemara now, five lines from the bottom, Kiditanya, Ad Yavaram Cha Hashem, Ad Yavaram Zukanisa, Ad Yavaram Cha Hashem, Zubi Arishona, Ad Yavaram Zukanisa, Zubi Ashniya, Mikano Mecham, Ruma Yisrael Yaslam, Nes Bimei Ezra, Kedar Shnaslam Bimei Yoshua, Binun. We should have had the same Nisim coming back to Eretz Yisrael the second time, for the second base of Midrash says we had the first time when we came with Yoshua Binun, Ela Shagar Machet. But sometimes Averos cause these things to not happen. So even though it seems to be a haftach in the psukim that it's supposed to happen, it didn't happen. The Chum say, back to the Mishnah, now back to the Halacha, the Chum say that when can you read Kriya Shema Shel Arvis until Chatzos? Chacham Kaman Svirulu, who does the Chum hold like? Ikrav Lezer Svirulu, meaning we're assuming that it's not a Dindar Raisa that it's until Chatzos. That the Dindar Raisa is either at the time you go to sleep, which is the first third of the night, or the Dindar Raisa is the calls man that you're sleeping, which is all night. So Ikrav Lezer Svirulu, Lema Krav Lezer. If they hold like Rav Lezer, so why don't they just say the first third of the night? Yigram Gamliel Svirulu, meaning if they hold that, it's when you go to sleep. So how do they hold? You go to sleep till Chatzos? No, it's got to be the first third of the night. Yigram Gamliel Svirulu, and if you hold like Rav Gamliel, that it's really all night, it's called man that you are sleeping, Lema Krav Gamliel. So let them hold like Rav Gamliel, that you have all night. Says Rav Gamliel Svirulu, they really hold like Rav Gamliel. Vaduka Marat Chatzos, Kedel Har Chatzos, the reason they give you only until Chatzos is a special Archakami de Rabbanon that you shouldn't come to do an Avera, miss Kriyash Mashlavis entirely. Kiddetanya, like the Brisa tells us, Chacham Masu Siag L'Devrein, Lecham often make a fence around the Torah, Kedei Shalai Yadam Bamin Asad Be'erev, that a person shouldn't come over from the field at night, V'omer Eilich L'Beisi V'ochel Kima V'eshte Kima V'yisham Kima, and he'll say, ah, let me go home, I'll eat a little, I'll drink a little, I'll sleep a little, V'achar Kach Ekru Kriyash Ma V'espal, and then later, yeah, later I'll daven and I'll say Kriyash Ma, V'chotav Toshen V'imsi Yashin Kalalayla, and then he'll end up falling asleep, and the rest is history. The next time he wakes up is the next morning, and he missed Kriyash Ma, and he missed Tefillah. Avladam Bamin Asad Be'erev Nichnas L'Beis HaKnesses. A person should come straight home from work, not home, straight to the shul. If he's a Tanakh person, learn Tanakh. If he's a Mishnah person, learn Mishnah. And then Vikari Kriya Shema Muspal. Then he should say Shema Davin, Vochel Pito, and then go home and eat, Umevarich, and bench, etc. And then you go on with the rest of your night. Vikol over al Divircham Chayv Misa, and anyone who's over al Divirchamim is Chayv Misa. Maisha Bekol Duch Tudlok Tani Chayv Misa, Maisha Hach Duch Tani Chayv Misa. Why is it by all other halachos, we don't say a person's Chayv Misa for not following the advice of the rabbis? Over here we say all of a sudden, if the guy has the chutzpah to go home first and try to eat dinner before he davens, he's chayv misa. Or the guy has the chutzpah to say kriyashma later in the night, chayv misa. Because the Gemara is trying to make a point. Either the point the Gemara is trying to make is that over here it's very dangerous. So some siyagim that the Chum made, they're far-fetched whether it's actually going to be a problem for you. This is very common. People lie down to rest their eyes on the couch, and the next thing they know, it's 8 hours later. So Onashen is a very powerful draw, so try to avoid it. And the second thing is that over here there's a strong Hava Amina that it's not so important to daven Mariv, because Tefillas Arvis is Rishos. So it comes to tell you, Chayiv Misa! This is an absolute Chayiv, you have to make sure you take care of this. A person should say Kriyashma and then daven. That's what we just said before. So Rabbi Yochanan, there's a riot. It's Rabbi Yochanan, because there's a machlokas amorai in what the Seder Advarim is with Kriyashma and Tefillah at night. Which one comes first? What is the definition of Ben Olam Abba? Someone who does smichus gula l'tfila, not only in the morning, but even at Arvis as well, does smichus gula l'tfila. Rabbeinu Yonah asked the Kasha, what do you mean? Ben Olam Abba? That's pretty high praise for someone who does something as simple as smichus gula l'tfila. So he has a couple of different varts and to try to explain what's so special about smichus gula l'tfila, what it really symbolizes, and maybe it symbolizes someone who's very, very careful about the way that he davens, and if a person is very, very careful about that, then it's probably symbolic of being careful about many other things, whatever. Maybe it's a symbol of bitachon, that it's someone that the samechul tefillah is a sign of his bitachon. We don't have time to get into all of it now. Very beautiful Rabbeinu Yonah, they'll take a look. Rabbi Shimon Levi omer tefillos be'emtza tikkun. Rabbi Shimon Levi disagrees. He says that the tefillos are sandwiched in between the geulos. So you start the day with the geula, you end the day with geula, meaning Kriya Shema is the first thing you do, and the last thing you do in between are all the tefillos hayom, which means at night you don't do geula before tefillah, you do geula after tefillah. So b'makamifli, what is the basis of this machlokas? Iba yisem akrav, iba yisem asvara, they might be arguing about psukim, they might be arguing about svara. Iba yisem asvara, the Rabbi Yochanan savar geula miyortanami avi. The Rabbi Yochanan holds geula was also at night, wasn't only during the daytime. Elu geula mal yisa, but the best geula lo avi ala tzafra was only in the morning. Rabbi Shimon Levi savar kimid lo avi ala mitzafra lo avi geula mal yisa. Rabbi Shimon Levi says, no, it was only in the morning, since it only was completed in the morning, so it's not the real full geula. Maybe they're arguing about pesukim. And they're both learning from the same pasuk. It relates to the shchiva and the kima, the kriya shma shel arvis and the kriya shma shel shachris. Rabbi Yochanan savar makas shchiva lekima. Makima kriya shma v'achach tefila. Shchiva nami kriya shma v'achach tefila. Rabbi Yochanan says the same order we follow in the morning should be the same order we follow at night. Geula and then tefila. Rabbi Shimon Levi savar makas shchiva lekima. Makima kriya shma samach lemitasav. Shchiva nami kriya shma samach lemitasav. He says no, it's the other way around. We do relate Kriya Shema Shel Shach to Kriya Shema Shel Arvis in the following way. Just like Kriya Shema is the thing you do closest to your bed in the morning, so too it's the thing you do closest to your bed at night. In the morning, it's right after you get out of your bed. At night, it's right before you go back into your bed. At night we make two brachos before, two brachos after. But if you say that you need to be samakul tefillah, haloka samakul tefillah, dabayil meim ashkivenu. How's that samichul tefillah? You're making two brachos, including the brach of ashkivenu after Gaal Yisrael, before Shimon Esrei. So how's that samichul tefillah? So I'm rekiving to tekin rabban ashkivenu kugula richtadamia. That once the chacham were mesakin hashkivenu as a din of geula arichta. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Hashkivenu is the tefillah, the tefillah that expresses what was going through our minds as Makas Pechoros was happening. So that's why it's geula arichta damya. It goes along the same theme as geula. So that's why it is smichas geula tefillah when you have Hashkivenu followed by Shmon Esrei. And if you don't agree that there could be some add-ons to geula or to tefillah that would still maintain a smichas geula tefillah, well, then what would you do by Shachris? By Shachris, you're supposed to start with Hashem's Fasai Tiftach, and then you end up with Yilaratzon Nimerfi. How can you start with Hashem's Fasai Tiftach? Isn't that a violation of Smich's Gula Tefillah? Because it's a break in between the Gula and the Tefillah. No, Allah Hassam, Kivin Tzikin Rabban on the Memer, Hashem's Fasai Tiftach, Kitfila Richtadamia. Hachirami, Kivin Tzikin Rabban on the Memer, Ashkevenu, Kigula Richtadamia. So Hashem's Fasai Tiftach is Tefila Richta. So over here also, Hashkivenu is Kigula Arichtadamia. Frekt Tosos. Great, that explains Hashkivenu. What about Baruch Hashem Yom HaMemi HaMemi, the whole passage that we say after Hashkivenu, at least in Chutz Laaretz and the non-Talmidei Agra, that say after Hashkivenu, that is already quoted that many of the Rishonim and the Gaonim would say it. So says Tosos, that's considered like a quasi-tefillah. That's considered an abridged version of Shmon Esrei, because it has Yud Ches Haskaros Hashem Keneged the Yud Ches Brachos of Shmon Esrei. So that's all part of Tefillah Arichta. That's not considered something that's separate. An unbelievable insight from Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik points out, actually let's hold off on that a little bit weiter first. Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Avina, Kol Amar Tila LeDavid B'chol Yom. Anyone who says Ashrei every day, shalosh pavim, three times, muftach lo shu ben olam haba, is guaranteed that he's a ben olam haba. My time, why? What's so special about Ashrei? If it's because it's written in the order of the Aleph Beis, and that's what makes it so beautiful, there's another chapter in Tehillim that's also written in the Seder of the Aleph Beis, Kuf Yotes, which has eight psukim, Da'asya B'tmanya Apin, and that's eight times better than Ashrei, because it has eight psukim for each letter. So that should be what we say three times every day. So that can't be what makes Ashrei special. Elim Mishum Dispe Poseach HaSidecha. No, what makes Ashrei special is that it has the words Poseach HaSidecha. Well, then Nema Halagadol Dixiv Be Nosen Nacham L'Chabasar. Halagadol is Nosen Nacham L'Chabasar, which also has the theme of HaKadosh Baruch Hu supporting all of humanity. humanity. So why don't we say that? El Mishum Dis Beitarti. No, what makes Ashrei special is it has both. It has Aleph Beis, plus it has the theme of HaKadosh Baruch Hu supporting all of humanity. What's this Maila of Aleph Beis? Says Rav Salvechik in the Rishim HaShiurim, that Be'emes, it's impossible for a person to ever be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu deserves. We say in Nishmas, Ilufinu Malishira Kayam L'Shanei Narina Kamon Gala V'chule V'chule Eina Nachru Maspikim Lahodos L'cha Hashem Elokeinu V'elokei Avosein L'varech Hashem Chamalkeinu Alachas Me'olof Alfai Alafim V'ribere Vavs Bamatovus Nisim V'vashas Yisim Avosein V'yimanu. Even if we were the most capable people in the entire world, we wouldn't even come close to a tiny percentage of the shevach that you deserve. So we're masada the shevach of Kadosh Baruch Hu beseda the aleph base to show Kadosh Baruch Hu aleph to taf. There's no limits. Everything, the whole world, from aleph to taf, you deserve all the shvachim in the world. So says Rav Salvechik, based on this, it could be that in order to be mishabeach Kadosh Baruch Hu, you need a matir. Meaning, who am I? I'm going to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could I even claim to possibly even begin to know how to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So says Rav Salvechik, it requires a matir. What kind of matir? What's a matir to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Gemara Lam Gimlon Bey says, Hu dinachs kamed Rabbi Chanina, Amar akel agadol anor ha'adir va'azuz va'yoroi va'chazak va'amitz va'vade va'nich. He praise after praise. And then he said to him, when Rabbi Chanina said to him, that's it? You done? Is that all? It's all Kadosh Baruch Hu deserves? So obviously, meaning there's nothing you could do that's ever going to be what Kadosh Baruch Hu deserves. So what do we do? How are we Meshabeach Kadosh Baruch Hu? What's our matir? Our matir is that we say the praises that the generations before us said. If Kadosh Baruch Hu was good enough for them, and Kadosh Baruch Hu said it was okay for them to say it, that's what's matir us to say such praises. Says Rav Salvechik, as only the Rav could. Take a look at Ashrei, at the words. Meaning, every day there's a chiyuv to be mishabeach you constantly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Problem is, Gadol Hashem u'muhulo ma'od v'l'gdulasa wein cheker. There's no way to be magdir, your greatness. There's no way to express your greatness. It's impossible. How are we ever going to be able to do that? So therefore, we need a matir. What's our matir? Dor l'dor yishabach ma'asech l'gvurasech yagidu. What an insight. That dor l'dor, all the generations are Meshabeach Yu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what's matir us to be Meshabeach Yu. That every other generation was Meshabeach Yu. And that's the matir, and it's all in Ashrei. The matir to say Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all right there in the words of Ashrei itself. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter now. Amar Rabbi Yochum Neimalu Neimar Nun BaAshrei. Why is there no Nun in Ashrei? We skip a pasuk that has a Nun. Meshi Yesh Ba Mapalasan Shel Sonei Yisrael, because Nun represents the downfall of Klal Yisrael. Sonei Yisrael is a euphemism over here. Tichsiv Naflu L'Sosiv Kum B'Sulas Yisrael. That the pasuk begins with Nun is that we fall down and we won't be able to get back up. B'Sulas Yisrael. That's not a good thing. V'Marav Mitarti LaHachi Naflu L'Sosiv Limpal Od Kum B'Sulas Yisrael. That we've fallen but we won't fall again. Arise, Bisulas Yisrael. Amr of Nachman Yitzchak Afilu Hachi, Chazu Dav B'Samchim Baruch Kodesh, Namer Samech Hashem L'Chol Anoflim. Nevertheless, even though we fall, Davin HaMelech, with his Ruach HaKodesh, showed us that we're still going to get back up again, because he says, Samech Hashem L'Chol Anoflim. Hashem is going to allow us to rise up again. Amr of Lazar Baravino Godel, Mashnemer Michal Yos, Mashnemer Gavriel. Which is the greater Melech, Michal or Gavriel? Michal is greater. Why? Deal with Michal Ksiv Vayo'ef Elai Echad Min Asrafim. Echad Min Asrafim is a reference to Michal, and it says that he flew vayafalai with one shot, on one jump. Vila gabe Gavriel ksiv veish Gavriel asher isi bechazon bitchila muaf biaf. So double lashon. It sounds like it took him two tries. My mashma the high echad Michalu. But who told you that this echad min asrafim is a reference to Michal? Am Rabbi Yochanan asya echad. We learned echad ksiv hachviyafalai echad min asrafim ksiv hasmini Michal echad asarim harishonim balazreni. So tana Michal ba'achas Gavriel b'shtayim. Elio Barba, so it took Michal only one shot. Gavriel took two. Elio Barba, Elio to get from point A to point B, he had to take four flaps of the wing. Umalach HaMavis B'Shmona, the Malach HaMavis is the slowest of all of them, it takes him eight. Ubishas HaMagefa Ba'achas. But Shas HaMagefa, the Malach HaMavis is very quick, he's as quick as Michal, and he can even go Ba'achas. Amr Bishur ben Levi, half of Bishkardim Kriyashim Besach Nes, Mitzvah Lekros Al Mita. So even if a person already said Shema in Shul, he should still say Shema again, Al Mita. Amr Biosi Mikro, what's the Pasuk? Rigzu Val Techetau Imru Bil Vavchem, Al Mishkavchem Vedomu Sela. Pasuk says that Al Mishkavchem, that you should be Al Mishkavchem when you say Bil Vavchem, when you say Kriyashima, when you say Al Vavecha. Imru Bil Vavchem actually has a reference to Al Vavecha, which is in Kriyashima. Amr of Nachman says Rav Nachman, but Im Tamil Chacham Uwein Sarach. So with this, we have to discuss a little more Mishum tomorrow. If he's a Tamil Chacham, he doesn't need to say this. Amr Abayi Afta, he doesn't need to say Kriyash Malamita. Amr Abayi Afta Tamil Chacham Ibai Leil Meimar Chad Psuka Derachmi. Abayi says the Tamil Chacham doesn't get off the hook entirely. He still has to say at least one pasuk of Rachmim. Kugon Biyad Chav Kidruchi Padusi Osi Hashem Kel Emes. At least to say that a Tamil Chacham still got to say something. He doesn't. He doesn't get off the hook entirely from the entire Kriya Shema Alamita. So what's the Svara? Why would a Tamil Chacham be exempt from Kriya Shema Alamita? Very, very challenging Gemara. Very difficult line to figure out why a Tamil Chacham would be exempt. What's the purpose of Kriya Shema Alamita? Okay, Mirtz Hashem, hopefully we'll have time to discuss tomorrow. Give another shiurim on a topic that I'm sure are available online if anyone's interested in Kriya Shema Alamita. We discuss a basic chakira and what the purpose of Kriya Shema Alhamita really is. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, we'll pick up at the two dots tomorrow.